Simin Dalid, we move on to Sif Lamed Hey, Sif Lamed Dalid. First of all, I want to thank everyone for sticking with me with this experiment, learning Ebenezer, which Baruch Hashem went very nicely. I think most of the shilas had to do with Yichus and Ebenezer. We end today, we'll have to finish Simin Dalid, with a heavy Hilchus Shabbos nidain. As a matter of fact, the Mechaber Amoah here was one of the Shvera Corona issues from that time period. There were a lot of things going on in the Olam HaHalacha below the surface that were very challenging. I should mention while I'm here, my Zakheim is here, that his wife is in charge of the mikveh. The Avenue L mikveh didn't miss a single night the whole Corona. We were open throughout with a lot of shvera nidainim, but touch with doctors, but we didn't miss a single night the whole time. Even though there were times that we were very short staffed and very challenged. So there was a lot going on, and you're going to see here one of the shvera nidainim. Let's focus on Mechaber Ramah. And especially how it's thinking at Tilcha Shabbos. Till now, we talked about Shtuki and Asufi over this time period, and we dealt with the Shaila of Mamzeris and the Shaila of Ebenezer questions. We said there are two types of Asufi babies that are found in cities that are Roiv Yidden, and the Shaila is only if the child's a Mamzer, which we dealt with 2 weeks ago. And then the din of an Asufi in Siflam and Gimel in a city that's mostly Goyim, which is Chutz La'aretz is the case. In a city that's mostly Goyim, so in our Torah it's called a parish move, a parish. It's a baby found in the street. And we said last week, Mizra Rabbanan, they were geyser on an Asufi if the baby was left to die. If the baby was left Al Tzmamzeiris, the baby was taken care of, there's no Chashash Mamzeiris. Al relying on Rav Yehudim, you needed Trey Ruby, we spoke last week, you need Rav babies, and Rav of those who come to the city. That was all the Yichushailas. In Sivla Medalit, we go to the other questions, if someone's a Suffolk Jew. Im Lai Taval, Vileit Filu Bezn, Hayarayvi Erkutim. That means the baby is assumed to be a guy. You found a guy in the street, and Roiv Ha'ir is Goyim, and the baby was not Megayer. Muta la'achilai nevelis. You're allowed to feed the baby treifus. You assume, you go bus arrive, and babies that are abandoned, wherever they may be, are assumed to be Goyim. So there's no mamzeris by Goyim, even if a baby is found in a garbage dumpster, Rechman al-Itzlan. So by Goyim there's no Mamzeris, so it's we assume it's a guy, and you can feed him Nevelis. Hayaruban Yisrael. What happens the reverse? If Rav of the city are Jews, so Rav says that you're a Jew. Now we had last week Milo Subiyuchsin, you need Trey Ruby, you need two Ravs. But here we're not talking about Yuchsin, we're talking about other dinim. If it's Rav Yisrael, Masimun Layavedasik Yisrael, then you treat him like a Jew. For example, to return an Aveda, you assume that he's a Jew. Mechza al mechza, very hard to have a case exactly 50-50, but theoretically, mitzvah lach yaisik yisrael, beit pikuch na nefesh, you assume a yachayshish is a Jew. Umefachkin olav es hagal b'shabbos, and you mechal Shabbos to save his life. And now here, this is a very important line. Mefachkin olav es hagal b'shabbos, what does that mean? That means the Gabi being Mechal Shabbos to save someone, you don't know if he's a Jew or a non-Jew. If it's Mechza al Mechza, if it's 50-50 chance, you're Mechal Shabbos. Now it seems to say very clearly, Rav Tzedadim, that he's a guy, you're not Mechal Shabbos to save his life. Now we have a general rule that Ein Hochim B'Pekuach B'Foshes Achar HaRav. We're going to have to figure out where that applies. The Mechaber Shita, this is the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, is that we're not Mechal Shabbos if it's Rav Guy. If Rav says it's a guy, we'll come back to it. Hariyu in Yenizikin, Ubachal Safik, Hamaisa Way of Araya. If it's mechza, mechza, some say, well, right, it's a Suffolk Jew, Suffolk guy. Now, I want to focus on the Hilchus Shabbos part, because the moment is, there's no mechza, mechza today. You find money in the street, you assume it came from Rav Gayim. Even if it fell from a Yid, he's miyayish, because Rav and the people are fine that are Gayim. And the moment is not the main thing. The main thing is Hilchus Shabbos. Hatzol is a separate issue of being Mechal Shabbos to protect the license, which is a separate discussion. Because if they lose the license if they only help Jews. If they help only minorities, they would not lose their license. They get extra funding. But they have black and brown communities. We have to have a black and brown kippah communities, minorities. Yeah. Because we said last week you need two rives, it's not because it's not emes, that's why. Rabbanu Magizer, that for Yochsin you need Trey Ruby, right? You can't rely on one rive, and my loss will be Yochsin. Now, true, we treat him as a Yid, but not to be mentioned. So the Gabi Chil Shabbos, the Mechaber Shita is that you're not Mechal Shabbos unless it's at least Metza Yehud. Ramah argues. Ramah says, Yesh Aimrim, Afilu Barayv Kutim, Mefachim Allah Sagal B'Shabbos. Even if it's Rayv Gayim, and a baby was found, you're also allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for him. Ve'emet Son of Achyayse Ela Barayv Yisrael. Now these words are inconsistent. Read the two parts. Afilu Barayv Kutim, Fachim Allah Sagal B'Shabbos. Mechal Shabbos for him, even if it's Rayv Gayim. But a mitzvah l'achyaisai ela b'rav Yisrael. There's no mitzvah l'achyaisai, only Rav Yisrael. That's a contradiction. The Beishmul and Tess says it doesn't make sense. Ayin Rashi b'taisis yuma, Beishmul and Tess towards the end of the narrow lines. Ayin Rashi b'taisis yuma kasu koshim v'chakal ovis hagal, koshke mitzvah l'achyaisai. If you mechal Shabbos, certainly if he's starving, you have a mitzvah to feed him. So those who answer the Ramah say he didn't meet pikuach tefashis. Mitzvah l'achyaisai is in general to help him out. Yeah.
But talking about, isn't that kavua?
Is mefach gal kavua? So generally, someone who's not in his house, if he's in his house, l'chayr, it's kavua. But remember, I'm going to talk about it has to be nikar b'mechayma. Okay, so let's say now this case is where you have a baby that was abandoned. Now it's lav dafka this case. Let's say there was a car accident on Shabbos on Ocean Avenue, and a doctor is walking by, and they need a doctor. Now we're not the halachi is mechal Shabbos only for Yehudim and not for Kutim and not for Akum. We're not mechal Shabbos to remazel the lives of Akum. So the question is, if he's walking down the block and it's and he doesn't know if it's Yehudi or not a Yehudi, is he supposed to be Mechal Shabbos Misafik? Now here Rav are Akum, certainly Rav that driving on Shabbos, certainly Rav says it's Gayim. So according to the Mechaber, it's us to be Mechal Shabbos. The question is, according to the Ramah, it would seem from this Ramah that if you don't know, you're supposed to be Mechal Shabbos because he might be a Yehudi. If you can't tell, sometimes they have physical signs, in Oriental or something, but let's say it's a Suffolk Yehudi, the Ramah is saying here that Yeronga Bus arrive, and Yemachal Shabbos. That's what it appears to say here in the Mechaber, because I've called the Parish Merubah Parish. And now what I want to do is read to you from Hilchus Shabbos, and explain the Shakla V'Tariyah here. Again, the question is, where to Mechal Shabbos? Now you understand that if you can go, it would seem, if you take this to an extreme, that a doctor in an emergency room could treat somebody as a Suffolk Yehudi, because he's because we don't got Be'pikoch Nefesh Shacha Harav. So I want to read to you the Shulchan Aruch and explain the couple of issues. There are two main issues. One issue is Eva, which I want to talk about separately. If there's a chash Eva, if there'll be a Jew and he's going to say, he's an Oriental. No, he's not a Jew. I'm not going to save his life. That's bad. Now, you have a doctor walking down the block and no one knows he's a doctor. There's no Eva. You know, if somebody walking home from shul, there's a car accident, they need a doctor. There's no Ava, nobody knows he's a doctor. It's just between him and the Rabbani Shalom. What's he supposed to do? So I'm talking for now without the cheshbon of Ava. Ava is a cheshbon that I want to come to, which Shem Shavura talks about. But first, the pure question of when are you Machal Shabbos to be matzel somebody who's not known if he's Yehudi or not. The Shulchan Aruch there has a geder which we're not accustomed to. We're accustomed to kavua as someone in his house, and pirish as someone in the street. Now I want to read to you what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch. Mechaber says, "Ein hochem bipikuach nefesh achah harayv." That seems to contradict that with Shulchan Aruch Mechaber. Our Mechaber talks about a baby. He says, "If it's roiv goy, me not mechal Shabbos." But let's see the context of this Mechaber. He says the following case. Afilu ha'yut tes oivdei kechavim v'yisrael echad b'chatzer. You have a group, let's imagine, you have a group of people standing together, one Jew and nine kutim. U'pirish echad mehem l'chatzer acheres. And one, we know a Jew and non-Jew, walked away from the group of ten. V'nafal olav shama peilis. And there he got into an accident. Something happened. Mefachin, Yolai b'Michal Shabbos. Kivan shenishar kviyas harishon b'mekaymai. Since the kavua is still in its original place, chashvin alei kemechza amechza. Now, this is not the normal case of pirish. If you have 10 butcher stores and one piece of meat is found in the street, that's called pirish. That's not called kavua. So Mishnah Berurah explains, because of the gzeis hakasav of avachai bohem, Chazal raised it one darga. They said, as long as the original kviyas, the group, is bim kaimai, if one is perish, we still consider him kavua. Now, you and I never heard of this before. The Mechaber says, you have a group of people, and mostly goyim, they're kavua. You have a group, something happens there, it's kavua. One is perish, and he's in sakana. Since the original group is still intact, so the one that was perish still has a din of kavua. Unless, it says, in nekrukulam, if the original group dispersed totally, and when they dispersed, pirish echamiyam l'chatz acheres nofo olav, eimachat mefakim. Then we say, called the pirish meriba parish. Kimish neker, kviyas arishayna, mimekayim, arminah, called the parish. So here the Mechaber says, and it's not, is not a logical difference. It's a technical difference. The rule of Kokovok about Salmerza. You have a group of people that are gathered. They came together for a meeting. And you know there's at least one yid, and it's Rav Gai. If one person is Pirish and that group is still there, the one who's Pirish still has a din like the original group, and he's Kokovok about Salmerza. That original group dispersed, came together to watch a ball game. The game's over, and they're all dispersed. And one is Pirish. Then, called the parish, Meruba parish. That's the basic halacha here, Legabi Chil Shabbos, which means that the Mechaber is saying, it's interesting, the Ramah here doesn't argue, the Ramah Baya seems to argue, and he says that if it's parish, that if the original group is dispersed, that you go basarai, which means, if one of them is in a car accident, you're not Mechal Shabbos. He might be a Jew, might not be a Jew, but you're not Mechal Shabbos. This is the rule. How does it apply to us? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Va'ayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin Eben Ezra Simin Dalet Sifla Medalet Tinik Shanim Tzabiyah Sheruba Yaakum Ein Mechal Anavas HaShabbos. Now why here does the Mechaber say not Mechal Shabbos? Listen to his Lashon. Kivan the Bechal Yom V'yayim Parshim Kulam Imakim Kviyusan. Every morning, people wake up and they go their way. People have what to do during the day. So therefore, Aslina Nacha arrive. Therefore, the Mechaber holds that you go bus arrive because people are not in their original place. They wake up in the morning and they go their own way. Rama b'agav polik sham misvirolei. Rama argues v'fachon lo v'sagal. They are ir chashiva kikvi v'dam yiladina dahacha. And therefore, the Rama holds that everybody in the city is kavua. As long as there's a yid in the city, then you are mechal Shabbos. V'das hagra ki harama. However, im nitsa b'derech, if you find someone on the road, v'roiv ha'ivrim akum l'kuliyam azlina basarayv. The Shabura then adds, this is all where there's a shaykhus to the kviyas, where a building collapsed. But if you find someone on the road, some had a car accident, v'roiv ha'ivrim akum, and most people who drive down Ocean Avenue are akum, l'kuliyam azlina basarayv. He says, l'kuliyam you go basarayv, because everybody's a pirish. Everybody is a pirish from a Mekai. This is Mishabur.
City limits was outside the city limits, what he said. What he mentioned is everyone from the ear. That's considered Kavur. So even if you're on Ocean Avenue, you might still be
Kavur. Maybe you're right. It's not what the words say, but I don't know. The language of Nitzah B'derech doesn't seem to say. It doesn't seem right with the ear. I don't think so, but maybe. And anyway, this is what it says here. So Lamaisa, what comes out? It comes out, I guess your disagreement with me might change this, but what it seems to say, the Mechaba certainly holds that that people that are dispersed are considered parish, and the Ramah holds that we don't go basarayv in a case where the bnei yaya chashiv kikvi, and we have a different gedra of kavuah if kavuach them fashis, and therefore it's different. So this is the rule. Yeah. It's a bit of a complicated question. I'll try to explain. It would sound like it. The Mishnah Berurah is the main line of the Mishnah Berurah is this line: Kivin the v'chal yam v'yar parshim kulam amakin kibiyusan aslin acharayv. Now the question is: maybe during the night it should be one way, during the day somewhere else. Once meat is pirish and it's taken back somewhere, it doesn't become kavua again. Kavua is in the original place, unless it goes back to the place where it's nicker. For example, we had early in the siman, if a woman goes to be mizana with a man, and she goes to the man's house, that's kula kemetza metzadami. If there's one manzer in town, you have to be worried about manzers. So he goes back, it's true, he goes out during the day, but he comes home at night, but when he comes home, we know he's a Jew or he's not a Jew. It's somebody that's nicker b'makayma. And this is a rule that kept on coming up. The question is, as I mentioned earlier, whether in the 20th century, 21st century, I think we're up to, whether people are considered kavua b'mekaymai, well, certainly some are, but not necessarily all. But putting that aside for a minute, the question turns to the question of somebody in a hospital bed. Somebody is in a hospital bed, and this came up in a very real way during Corona. During Corona, all excuses were off, and the hospitals were they required everybody to come in. It was a very unless you knew somebody that was in the hospitals, you don't know how awful it was. The hospital was basically one big ICU unit. Every bed was occupied by someone either in imminent danger or potentially in imminent danger. It was a very, very difficult time. In an ICU, there's usually one nurse to three patients approximately, and one healthcare worker to three. Here it was 1 to 12, 1 to 15. It was very, very difficult. 1 to 12 means that you had to make sure that somebody wanted a drink of water. The nurses were very frustrated. I was with them on the phone. Those with some from women. They said, you know, if one person is having on a respirator and he's having difficulty, and you have to run and spend 15 minutes taking care, sometimes half an hour taking care, that means that a dozen other people are not going to get their basic needs. You know, they're going to push a button. They want a drink or whatever it might be. It was a terrible time. It was an awful time in the hospitals. It got to the point where even doctors who had corona were told to come in because they were treating people who already had corona anyway, and with corona they were told to come in. So it was a very, very difficult time period. And then the Shaila came about Chilul Shabbos, about whether to be Mechal Shabbos for an Eini Yehudi, for somebody who's an Eini Yehudi in the hospital. So there were two sets of issues. One is the Eva issue, which was certainly real at that time. And the second is this Mechaber Ramah issue, whether you can consider that in Hochem Bacha Acha Arayv it Bikuach Nefashis. So I want to explain just the lumdis of it, and it is very, very challenging, because these type of shilas, you like to be ma'ayin and talk to other people, and you know, the phone calls were half an hour before Shabbos, and the question is, what do? I have to go in Shabbos. And to just not go in Shabbos, especially in a house that had a number of frum nurses, it's going to put some yidden in sakana, because they were so short staffed that things were very, very difficult. So there are a number of cheshbonos. Again, putting Eva aside for a second, there were two cheshbonos that were unique to Corona. One was the idea that we're not considered kavua. Somebody who leaves his house is not kavua. The Mishnah Berurah is lashon, which I'll read to you again, is why is it not kavua? He says, because remember, here kavua means, he said, if you have a group and one is perished, but the group is intact, that's called kavua. Only if the whole group dispersed, that's not considered kavua. The Mishnah Berurah's language, and even in the Mechaber, is that kiven the bechal yayim v'yayim parshin kulam m'makim kiviyusan azlinan acha harayv. Since every day everyone gets up in the morning and they leave the homes, so azlinan acha harayv. So it seemed, at least seemed to me, that during Corona this wasn't true. Most people were staying home during Corona. They weren't bechal yayim v'yayim parshin kulam m'makim kiviyusan. So that's a big cooler. Because we're makel by kavur kemetzamaseh by pikuach nefashis, that if the original group is intact and it's one Jew and nine or even 99 goyim, if the group is intact and one hayet tesav yikchav yisrael lecha b'chatzer upirish echad b'chatzer acheres the novel of shama pailas, that kimish nishik fias arishim b'makaymai, we say kol kavur kemetzamaseh dami. So it seems that the challenge of the time was a kula lahalacha. The fact that people were staying home means that the original kavias was nikr, it was still a kavua. If someone was taken from a house to a hospital, would be considered pirish from the kavua, which in the case of pekuach nefashis were makel to say kol kavua kemetza mechzadami. So it would seem that this is one difference between an ordinary situation and the situation during Corona.
But in the hospital, I knew if it was a Jew or not.
What?
In the hospital, they knew if the patient was a Jew.
So there's really a second chilek, and that is that normally in a hospital you can find out the status of a patient. Now sometimes you can tell on the patient physically if he's a Jew or not a Jew. Sometimes you can't. The question is, in situations, in ordinary times, you can find out about the person. He has relatives that are there, relatives that come in. During Corona, it was very difficult to find out. There's a chazanish about the rule of Nikra B'Makayim, which I'm going to get to. Chazanish says if you can be Mevar the Metzius only through Tircha, maybe he says great Tircha, that's not called Efshalavar. Look, I'll be this rule. Now, when a person has visitors and you can check them out, it's one thing. But in many of the cases, many of the situations, it wasn't really, during Corona, it wasn't possible to find out very much. And for that reason also, at least in those patients that it wasn't nicker, that they're akum, that that would be a time to be makel.
Let's look back a bit. This will start off. Even without Corona, if you're in the hospital, how can a doctor take one year, one not? I mean, that's not.
Oh, right. The Eva issue we'll talk about in a minute. Like I said, it's two issues. One is Eva, and one is not. Let's say, like I said, let's say it's a doctor walking down the street, and no one knows. Okay. So there's no way. But, well, let's say in the hospital where it's the whole thing. Look, if things are organized, then it's very hard. If things are a mishmash and people are running in a panic from one to the next, so you run to this one, you run to that one. So here are two cheshbonos that might be different in a time when people stay home, that has din of kavod kabach samech tzedami, and a time where you can't be mevarer or it's difficult to be mevarer, that it remains a suffix. Now, there's the other issue which I raised numerous times, that kavua, the rules of nikur b'makayma, the rules of when a kavua is called nikur, when it's not nikur. For our discussion now, let's leave it with Chazai Nish, who's saying that if you mevar b'kushi, it's not called efshel levar. Now I want to talk to Ava. Under normal conditions? Nukavius of everybody in the hospital. The question is, so when is it not a kavius? If he walks into a baseball stadium, it's also a kavua. No. You have fans in the stadium.
You
may be right. You may be right. The Mechabes Lashon is a group of people who are together, and there could be a kviyas.
You can't even tell them by looking at
them. See, that's the thing. Normally you could tell. Normally it's not hard to find out if someone's Jewish or not. In calm times you can find out. In difficult times you can. Now I wanted to, you may be right, because the Mechabes example is 10 people gathered in a chatzar who are sitting together.
How did they get there?
So,
they came from their home.
Yeah, well, it could be they live in the chatzar. It's not absolutely clear, but Tesei Chav Yisrael Echa B'chatzar, Pash Pshara means that they No, the subway. They're on the road. I don't think it's called kavua. They only be kavua has to be nikur b'makayma. The rule of kavua, according to Tosfos, which I think we paskin like, is kavua has to be nikur b'makayma. It has to be nikur in the place where it is. Remember, we once had a Har Tzvi. He had a case of a lady who had in the freezer or the refrigerator two tubs of butter and one tub of parva margarine. Right was milchik. Two tubs of butter, one tub of margarine, and she fried schnitzel using one or the other. Now, my wife's never going to serve this, but anyway, the shayla was asked of the Har Tzvi whether schnitzel is kosher. What's a shayla?
Chicken.
It's chicken, which equates some paiskim is drabanan. I equate to everyone's drabanan, but assuming the shach says that we say sub drabanan lakula by chicken, the Taz says we don't. Well, let's say the shach says sub drabanan lakula. So here, the question is, if you go basar roiv, then it's treif, because two out of three are milachik. If you say kavua kebet samech tzedami, so it's a 50-50 chance it's parva milachik. So if it's chicken, then sub drabanan lakula, the old chicken is sub drabanan lakula, then it's lakula. So I think the Har Tzvi said that if it's not nikra b'makaymai, and we're not talking about today's packaged product, we're talking about Eretz Yisrael 100 years ago. So there were tubs, there were plastic containers, two had butter. I wanted, if it's not nikur b'makayma, you couldn't tell which was which. So he said that it doesn't have a din of kavua. It has din of raiv. Kavua has to be that it's nikur b'makayma. It's nikur in the place where it is. In Otam Makar is Taisus in three places in Shas. One is in Nazir, I think, with Beis, and one is Pesachim, the first parak. I don't remember. The third one must be in Kedushin. By when you make a shliach, the mekadesh anisha, everyone knows from Aliyah, bikash arav, bikash lovim, lakaris hakoil. So then we say a word, because Yitzchak made Aliyah as a shliach, the mekadesh anisha. So he's mekadesh anisha, and he dies, and we know he's mekadesh, yosser in everybody. Right? Because everybody might be the relative of the achayis yishtah. So Tosfos says that that's only into Rabbanim. Since it's not Nikrim v'Makayim, it's not Kavua. Listen, why'd you go Basarayiv? It's because one woman in a country of 100 million women. So how do you know, even 1 million, million? So how do you know which one? See, so if you hold this Kavua, so called Kavua, Kemet Samertz. So Tosfos says it's not Nikrim v'Makayim. And Tosfos says, Vachinami, Tiknas, the Rabbanan, you shouldn't make a Shliach to Mekadish an unnamed Isha. If you want to marry a woman, tell the Shliach Mekadish. Whatever, narrow it down. Make it an isha whose first name starts with an aleph or something. You know, like narrow it down. Don't take a chance on such a thing. So Tyson there says this rule that you need nikra b'makayim. Okay, let's talk a little about Ava. Ava's really was, at least during Corona, was to many people a main cheshbon. And the question is whether we can allow, because of Ava, for a doctor to be mechal Shabbos. For the benefit of an akum. He has a very interesting set of discussion. There's a difference of opinion. He had the Mishnah Berurah and Shin Lamed Sifches talks about Eva. Da. The Mishnah Berurah says, Haraifim bizmanenu afil hayosik sherim einin nishar bizeh klal. The Maisa B'chol Shabbos Shonaisa Kama Parsa is the Rapis Ovikechav. He says the doctors, in his time at least, they Machal Shabbos to heal Akum, the Kaisvin, and they write down, I guess, meta prescriptions, the Shaykhin Samamanim, Ba'atzman, and they grind things. Ela Mamashi Yismachu. The Philim Neymar, the Mutal Chal Shabbos Bissa Drabanam Mishoneva, even if you say Kiryavir Drabanam for Eva, Beina Akum. After Gamzein, they borrow. Is it their Raisa? Bavadi Asul Kuliyama. Mechal Shabbos Kimurim, Hein Bemezid, Hashem Yishmerenu. Mishnah Berurah says to be over only a Durabana Mishameva, to save an Akum. And Mishnah Berurah is very strong. He died. You learn Mishnah Berurah, it's not a style to put in a personal note. Vida, Derefim Bizmanenu, Eila Mamash Yisbechu, Mechal Shabbos Kimurim, Hein Bemezid, Hashem Yishmerenu. Very, very strong Lash. This is what it says here in Mishnah Berurah. Ramesha in Digris Maisha, in Chelek Dalit of Arachayim, Tshuva Ayin Tes, expresses wonder at the Mishnah Berurah's language. He writes that in Russia, where he came from, there was one doctor for five or six towns, and everyone knew something. You have to call the doctor. You got to call a doctor, and you say, Shabbos. And someone's going to lose a child because of it. He's going to want to. There's going to be Eva. There's going to be a sakana. And Ramesha writes that you shouldn't dismiss the chashash Eva so quickly. Bisman has there. Ramesha writes in a number of tshuvas that in America we sound too sure that there's no Eva and there's more Eva than you think. I think you write somewhere about selling mezuzahs. Ramo was not just selling mezuzahs to Goyim Mishum Eva. So I think Ramesha writes that people say there's no Eva Bizman Hazeh, and he writes he's not so certain there's no Eva. So he asks, can we sell the Goy Apostle of Mezuzah? Yeah. Sell the Goy Apostle of Mezuzah. He says, no, that's not the honest. You can't, you have to sell. If he's asking for mezuzah, guys, no kosher mezuzah. At any rate, Ramesha argues. Now, besides Ramesha, there's a takana of the Van Arba Aratzais, which is the subject of 300 years worth of controversy. The Divrei Chaim brings in the Divrei Chaim, it's in Chelek Beis, it's Tshuva Chaf Hei. Ramesha quotes it as well. Divrei Chaim brings that there was some sort of takon in the Vada Arba. Let me just first tell you, the Vada Arba Aratzais was a semi-autonomous Vad that was allowed to operate in many areas to given a certain amount of autonomy to supervise Jewish affairs. And it was important for them to be good with the government of the time. And Memela, there were takonis that are known as the takonis Vada Arba Aratzais. And one of the takonis was to be mechal Shabbos with a melacha deraisa for an akum. To be mechal Shabbos deraisa, but not to take money for it. Not to bill, not to take money, to do it not for pay. That was the takon of the Varabai Ratzis. They have, I don't know if they still have, they had the medical conventions, they called it Asya. The from professional, the medical professional in Israel, had conventions on a regular annual, semi-annual basis, where Gedalia Saw came and spoke about medical issues. And the very first Asya Sifa, and I wasn't there, but they published, it's called Asya, they published a journal of the drushes. What?
Means healing.
Right. So there, Rabbi Avad Yosef spoke, and he said that he doesn't understand what kind of takonah varai barotzes to be matir misa deraisa. Can make takonahs to be matir deraisas. So he says he doesn't understand what it means takonahs varai barotzes, and he pointed out that even in the Divrei Chaim, he doesn't have a ringing endorsement of it. He says ein moichin in someone who's saimach on this takonah varai barotzes. When that moichin, he doesn't say to do a lechatchil. The Klausenberger Rebbe was alive at the time. So he wrote a letter to Rav Avad Yosef. He's a descendant of the Divrei Chaim. So he wrote a letter to him, which was published in either the second or third Asya journal. And he explained the following. He said that the Takonis Vat Arbar Ratzis was based on the fact that if someone is Mechal Shabbos Mishum Eva, the work that he does is a malachim she'ein tzricha lagufa. This is a chiddush. What he's saying is, if you mechal Shabbos, one of the rules of chil Shabbos, we pass a krib shimon. Now, malach she'ein tzricha lagufa is aser, but it's aser b'derabana. Malach she'ein tzricha lagufa, the Gemara's example, is chayfer guma ve'netzarech ela la'afra. The malach deraisa of digging is you need the hole. You need the refuye yaro, or plowing. If you're digging, you don't need the hole. You just need the dirt. That's called the malach shein tzricha legufa. You're doing the malacha. The rule of malach shein tzricha legufa is if you watch the man, it looks like the regular deraisa. Not a dom shein. Dom shein miskav means dragging a bench and digging. That's something else. That's dom shein miskav. Malach shein tzricha legufa means to the eye, he's doing the regular malacha. He's digging. The what makes it a drabanan is the tachlis, the purpose. The thing that he's looking to gain from the digging is the earth. That's called malach shein tzricha legufa. So what he said was that the malach shein tzricha legufa of a doctor is when he does malacha to heal the patient. When he does malacha because he doesn't want Eva against Jews, he says that's a malach shein tzricha legufa. Now, it's a stretch because when he's grinding the samamonim, he's grinding the samamonim to heal the patient. But the second step, he only wants to heal the patient because of Eva. So it's something of a chiddush. So it's like the Marsha in Bava Basra. It's Marsha in Bava Basra Kuf Yates by the Mekayshesh, the appropriate. Last week's parasha, the Mekayshesh, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know what's his din. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu know his din? So some say that he wasn't taught yet. Marsha says no. Marsha says the kavan of the Mekayshesh. Why was he Mekayshesh Eitzim? Because he wanted to teach Klal Yisrael that this is real. Day Mechal Shabbos, you get Misa. It's for real. Now, whether that's a sane or insane cheshbon is not the topic today. He didn't get off for a Saturday. But the Marsha says he did it. He didn't need the Eitzim. He needed... So the Marsha says that that's Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa. So Memela, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what to do with him. You know, he pretended they gave him Masra, and he said, oh, he came. But his Kavana was a different Kavana. That's what he said. So when I learned from Rabbi Chazan, he said... That's a shver mashah. The Mekayshish wanted to be Mechal Shabbos. So the Gemara is not sure which malacha he did. It was cutting or gathering or carrying. Whatever he did, he wanted to be Mechal Shabbos. But his deeper kavana was, I don't need this wood. I'm just needing the wood so that.
Why,
But the Marsha says the Moshe is Shechel Gufo.
Why did he get killed?
Him anyway.
So either anyway, or I guess it's open to the two understandings. But this seems to be the same thing. He did it, not because of it, but because of a different reason. Anyway, that's his reason. But be that as it may, there certainly was a Tachonis Varah Baratzis to Michal Shabbos. So when it comes to Eva, we have a Mishnah Berurah. It's hard to do different than a Mishnah Berurah. It's hard Mishum Eva to tell a doctor walking down the street, actually a doctor down the street is not Eva, but tell a doctor Mishum Eva to Michal Shabbos Dei Reisa. It's challenging if the Mishnah Berurah says no. But Ramesha and the Vadar Baratzis, there are two Ramesha quotes as one of his reasons that the Karnas Vadar Baratzis. And therefore, there's more likely to be a Cheshbon of Eva, especially it appears, I don't know the truth of it, that there was during Corona, at least in some of the local hostels, there was a great deal of Eva against the Frum community. And so now you have two Cheshbonis to be Matir. During Timatichel Shabbos, in that case, at least by a Suffolk Yehudi. Number one, the question of that's called Kavur Kamechza Mechza Dami. And number two, this Cheshbin of Eva.
If there is still Shabbos, then do we say it's Hutra or Hutra?
I think it's a separate issue. I don't think in this case it matters because it would be Mutta either way. The Mishmur's Shita is that's only Hutra.
Can you say that either the answer is because of Nefesh Bekalisha?
That's what it is. That's if you hold, yes. Yeah.
And
the
Moshe said that too?
Yeah, sure.
He's
going to put out the Vad, he says it, and then he adds, as an afterthought, he adds the Takana Vad Arbarotzis. It's not his main reason. His main reason, he just says that it's a Sakana to Yidden.
Eva's.
Mishabura seems to hold that it's not. I mean, it's a funny thing. You know what it says in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah? Kvar Rabbi Deser says it's not Eva. You just tell the Goyim that Jews, that's our halacha. Our halacha is we come to Michal Shabbos for Shomer Shabbos. You just tell it to them and they'll understand. It's in the Gemara. It's a funny thing. The Rav Moshe says Bizvara said it doesn't go. It doesn't work. I'll give you the Mishnah Berurah. You'll figure it out.
Is there a judgment? Is there a chesed that, in a case like where you're very understaffed, the more people has a better chance that someone else will be free to
appears that that's also true. That when it's very understaffed, if you get 10% of the people are not going to show up because they're from a Yidden, so some Jew is going to suffer for it. It's also a good chesed. So anyway, this was it. I do want to finish this simon, so just quickly. Yeah.
Can a medical care professional rely on this because Ava is palpable? So the post-American soil posking on this?
I haven't asked.
You know it's a gut.
I have not inquired. I don't know. Okay, so this is Sif Lamed Daled. Like I said, it's Machlokes B'Chaber Amud. Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin Sif Daled, Sif Lamed Daled. What? I believe, I can't speak for Tzal, I'm not familiar, but I believe they have another cheshbin that the Hatzalah will lose its license if it refuses people if they're not Jewish. And since for the greater good they need the license, so therefore they hold that they could do it. That's my understanding. I don't know for sure, but that's the way I've heard it explained.
Okay. Even if you say you go by rule, it's a difference 99% going or 51% going.
We're going to have that. It's Sifla Mitzayah. It's going to say one in a million. I'll say it in a minute. Sifla Mitzayah. Yeah. It says even one. Sifla Ben Hay. Interesting case. Babies get. Well, it's not correct English to say babies get mixed up in the hospital. I think it's a Yiddishism. It means that you can't distinguish whose mother is whose baby. Nashim shi'aldu b'basachas. You have multiple births simultaneously. It's funny. Nishuzav Rav brings that in 1983 in one of the hospitals in Eretz Yisrael, in the labor room, two babies were born, and nobody had a clue which one was which, belonged to which mother. Apparently it was so rushed and simultaneous. So he writes, this is before DNA testing, and so he writes, they had blood typing. I think he writes that the blood typing was able to determine one, which by preservation determined the other, and they went to Shlomo Zalman then about relying on blood typing. And anyway, well, what's the case here? Nashu Sheldu Babasachas, Eshes Kain, Levi Yisrael, Umamzer. You have a busy hospital. You have Eshes Kain, a Levi, Yisrael, and Umamzer all lined up, and they all give birth. The Medes Chaya Loimer. The Chaya is the midwife. She's believed to say, Zehabed Kayanu, a Levi Umamzer. They shall use it. Because she's not going against the Chazaka. She's not saying your Chazaka is wrong. There's no Chazaka. So then a midwife is believed. And we have to understand that. Why is a midwife believed? She's an Eid Echad. It's a Dovah Sheberve. Dovah Sheberve, Pachas Mishnayim. So what? She's also an Isha, but we are Eid Echad. Is Nema an Isha's Nema? We stay Eidim. She's not even the Eidim. So the Ran in Dafayin Gimel, in this Sogia in Kiddushin, the Ran actually says, actually, the Lashon of the Ran, the Beis Shmuel alludes to it, but the Taz brings the actual Lashon. If you look at the second column of the Taz, you have to go down. There's a parenthesis, Bior, about a dozen lines down. Right above Bior, it says, Beis Yosef B'Shem Aran, and this is the language of the Beis Yosef B'Shem Aran. Nemenes Hachaya. Namonis Achaya, La Medina. It's not really Minadin. Elamid Rabbanon. The Hemne, Lefisha Ala Raiv, E. Esha bin Yanacher, Akalashainai Devarav, Akalashainai. He's saying that the whole thing is a Drabbanon, B or Devarav, Devadi Becholav Mina Beze, this Ksherim. Vein Achaya, Veloli Isha Namonis. El Dakru Aladin of the Stuala Chayel Fishiyev Shabin Yanacha Al Arayv. See here what's going on? That we have to understand how this works, how Yev Shabin Yanacha changes the halacha. But the halacha is that she's Nemenes. Now we finish the Shulchan Aruch. Bemedivar Mamurim Kishahuzaka Nemenes. If she's considered trustworthy, V'lay Ira Le Adam. And no one contradicts her. Avalim Ira Le Afila Echad. If someone contradicts her, v'omer b'sheker b'ida, ena nemenes. Hari ben b'cheskes kosher ve'la yichus. And the baby, we don't know who his mother is, but we assume he's a kosher, but ena yichus. But otherwise, she's nemenes. Now here, this Ran is actually refined when we learn above Metzia da'fez amen aleph. Remember, shnei v'ozim b'talis. So the case of the Mishnah is two people find the talis. Then it says, who are them by Mekach Umemka? Two people bought it. And they're fighting over a talis. One says, I bought it, and one says, I bought it. So the Gemara says, V'lezi zuzi v'ma nokat. Why don't you ask the seller, who do you sell it to? Who do you take money from? So it took from both. But the cash he took from one. So what's going on? The Meicher is only in Eid Echad. Echad doesn't work by mom. So there are those who understand. So Machlekes, they're really Rashi and Taisus. That a Meicher also has a Nemanis. There are cases where Chazal said, like Yev Shabin Yanacher, that you have a Nemanis. They bring an example, a Dayan. A Dayan's believed to say what he paskin. If the people went, they're Makabu, one person to give a Psak halacha. He gives a Psak. And later on, the other one says he didn't. They called to the Dayan, and the Dayan says, I paskin like him. He says, you're an Eid Echad. Why does that work? So there are cases where Chazal gave a nemanis to a yachid.
In the
Erechad
and
Bisurin,
also we had a Rashi that said that
otherwise
it could be by somebody's house.
Erechad and Bisurin, Rashi says, a Tesis from Nida. Rashi says such a thing in Gittin.
In Yavamis
we had also, okay. In Gittin, I think it's on Bezal, but I don't live the Tesis. But the Rashi and the Tesis. But anyway, the.
We have two actually, because the claimant and the
what? the claimant. Yeah, usually the litigant is not counted as an aide, but okay. The now the round, it's a little hard. There's a little attempt to understand what does it mean EF Shabinyan Acher. So there are those who try to take it apart as follows. Say, what are you worried about? Isurim, let's say claim to take truma, Irachman Bisur. Mamin? So Chazal relied on Umdina by Mamin. Umdina is that the midwife is telling the truth. Mamzeris, Sofik Bamsim and Atara Lakula. So Chazainish goes through this. He says, for most things, it's not hard. It is hard for Yichus to let her marry the other baby's sister or the other mother's daughter, you know, for there, the Davishavera Paks Mishnah. And he says, that's where the Ran has to come on to this rule. Now, a midwife is only Nemenis La'alter, the Gemara says, only immediately. A few days later, it's too late. She has to say right away which baby is which, and she has this this level of Nemenis. It's interesting. I assume so, but I wonder if a non-Jewish midwife is believed too. Actually, there's a Rebbe's in the Torah. Where do you have a chumash that a midwife is in Nemenis? Huh? By Tamar, v'tikshar, what's it? V'tikshar b'yadai hashani leima zeh yatsar rishayna. Right? So, v'tikshar miyaledes, the person says miyaledes, she tied on the string, she said, oh, this is the first one. You believe us, the first one?
She wasn't Jewish.
She wasn't Jewish, yeah, okay. Yeah, how do you know? Maybe she was a sister-in-law.
It says, what kind of, what's it,
That means that any eid echad contradicts her. The Gemara says she's not nemenis anymore. So this is the halacha of the nemenis of a chaya. In the Igros Maisha, his shita is that in general an eid echad is nemen about a baby that's not muksik. It's funny because Rav Moshe doesn't explain it in Arichos. It's an Ebenezer Chelakah of Tshuva Zayin, one of his early simanim, and he says if someone's bringing a baby for adoption, an eid echad, and says this is a Jewish baby, that the person has an emanis. He says ayin be Shmuel siman dalid sivkot and samach beis. Now if you look at sivkot and samach beis, well, I might need an explanation. It's a bakar. Samach beis is in the wide lines, halfway down the wide lines. The cheskas kosher. What's it going on? Hari abem becheskas kosher. When the eid echad contradicts the chaya, still the baby is becheskas kosher. Haynuk she'edze meir alav shu kosher. Uma'ara le'dusa oz avlad kosher al pi'e dusai. He's ma'ara on her. She says this is the kayim, this is the levi. But he agrees the baby is kosher. Kosher al pi'e dusai. Afal gav becheda zeh yesh gam kei mamzer. No baby has a chazaka psul. The mayor is an eid kosher. Even the chaya says that this one's the mamzer, but the echad says it's a kosher. It was a misham shem a rambam, and that's the rambam shita. Mashkazer ein lo yichus. Even though he's neman to say it's a kosher, the baby has no yichus. Eid zeh ein yoch yedeya yichusai. He says, I don't know if it's this mother or the other mother. Elameya devladze eloi mamzeru. Then he's believed. Ayeshlemilin yichusei kuna in echad nemen alalach shira. I love it because Yisrael nemen. Mishul safek mamzer kashim in derais. He says, oh, mamzer kashim in derais. He says, he's nemen. What? Would he be nemen to say this is a mamzer? According to this explanation, probably not. I don't know. But it's not clear. Ramesh is saying, based on this, there's an emunah to say the child's not a guy. It's not clear from here that he's not meant to say the child's not a guy. He's not meant to say the child is not a mamzer. But Lav Dav to say the child's not a guy. It could be that's the case that Ramesh was dealing with. It was somehow only a shaila mamzeris. But Al Kapanim, the Chiddush of Mechab is not what Ramesh is saying. The Chiddush of Mechab is that a Chaya is believed. Say any Eid Echad is believed. That's not really what it says.
I also have to say about Shabbos, what time he was born and all the Gavim Gavim Bitzvah.
It's very interesting. Today, they write down a time when the baby is born. And there was a time, it goes back 15, 20 years ago, a number of Rabbanim got together because it's Negeya Legabe Shabbos, Legabe Mechal Shabbos or Bris Mila, and spoke to a group. A number of Rabbanim took different doctors who deliver babies. I think what they got was on the average, the time put is about 5 minutes late. I think that was their hachlota. You have to be chayshish at least. That on the average, it's maybe up to 5 minutes late. And for Chil Shabbos, you have to be chayshish. It seems it's never early, but until they get around to it, it's a couple of minutes late. So there are different shittas about when Shabbos starts. So it's always an issue about doing a bris on Shabbos, but. Okay, that's that. Okay, let's see Lamed Vav. Lamed Vav is easy. We already said earlier in Sif Chaf Dalet that a Suffolk Mamzer has the worst of both worlds. Right? A Suffolk Mamzer is worse than a Mamzer. Some Mamzer can't marry another Mamzer, can't marry Yisrael. All this Sif says is what about a Shtuki and a Sufi? Now, I would think Shtuki is the Ravonan. We're talking about a Shtuki. Remember, most Shtuki is, you know, the mother. Which means normally he asks the mother. If the mother doesn't know, the shtuki is possible. A sufi, an abandoned baby. Remember, most babies are abandoned. I shouldn't say most, but I would think most babies are abandoned the way the mother cared for the child. Shaz kasha. A sufi is a baby in a dumpster, a baby who's left to die. When you have a shtuki and a sufi, you have two ways to learn. You can learn, it's a new category of psul. And one shtuki can marry another shtuki. And one sufi can marry another sufi. Or no, every shtuki is a suffix. Every sufi is a suffix, and they can't marry each other. Which way is it? So the Mechaba here says, Hasveika is Siflamevav. Hasveika is going shtuki v'asufi. Also love izem zeh. They're not mutter one with the other. V'imnitsu lo yekaimu. Eliyetziu beget. If they got married, it's a suffix. If they're allowed to get married, they should give a get. Actually, you need a get. Vavlad suffik havaisav. The child is suffik like his parents. The only way they can get married is to marry a ger. Vavlad hoylechachar hapagam. And the children will still be continued problem. Again, whether the male or the female is the shtuki or a sufi, havlad shtuki or a sufi. So shtuki and a sufi continues, and there are surim zebizeh, there's suffik mamzerim, and the male, achman olatzlan, such a thing carries on. That's sif lamid vav, and the final sif, what? We spoke in the past about adopted children. Most adopted children are not shtuki asufis. In a place that's rive goyim, you assume it's a guy, which is a benefit. You could be megayer it, and then it's fine. In a place where it's not rive goyim, a Jewish adoption agency. So we mentioned the fact that if it's called a parish, you can go bus arrive. The baby wasn't born there. It's called a parish, and you could go and you can go bus arrive. You know, I once actually had a case. We are a couple I'm still very close with. A childless couple wanted to adopt. And I knew someone who was very involved quietly. Your brother was very involved. And he called me. He said, look, I have a baby. Baby was just born. But they have 6 hours to decide. I think he told me they have 1 hour. And I said, can't give them 1 hour. And he gave me a number of hours. They have to decide. They want the baby. So for me, it was just an eight echad saying that the baby was a kosher. And in the Gris Moshe it says that an eight echad is believed to say such a thing. And, okay, Siflam B'Zayin. In America, it can't happen. These babies are usually taken elsewhere. When you have a woman with an unwanted pregnancy, and you want she wants to give birth and give up the baby for adoption, we usually take them to other countries to give birth because of it's not in Eretz Yisrael, because of very tight laws here in the United States about this. All right, wherever they do it. Lamed Zayin. They can always go to the embassy. Lamed Zayin is the Rambam's explanation of a Sufi, and it says Kol Medina Shefa Shifcha Ikutis. One she ruia lele childbirthing age. Hayov Asufi Animsa Safikuti Ayevet. Even if there's one non-Jew or Shifcha in town that can give birth, that's called Kavua Kamechza Avechza. And even though in a Torah it's Pirish, because when a baby is born it's Pirish, but he said one rive is not enough. It's like Kavua. Okay, again, you find a baby, we said, as far as Goyim, Chazal needed Trey Rubi, they needed two rives. It's not enough, just rive. So Mechaber is saying, even if there's one guy in this town who's childbearing age, since the child might be from that mother, she's a Giyaris, Harry's a Suffolk Eshes Ish, and then if this child gets Kedushin, Suffolk Jew, Suffolk not Jew, a Suffolk Eshes Ish, V'chein Shtuki, Shanasa Isha, She'efshe Shetia Erva Loi, it's the one chance in a million that it's an Erva, Harry a Suffolk Eshes Ish, if it's an Erva, Kedushin's not Typhus. Shein Kedushin Tyson Barayas. So it's a Suffolk. Ve'eze Isha She'efsher She'tia Erva Olav called Isha She'avia Yechea Kayim K'shenesabra Imai. So the language here is a little tough, but it means anybody who has a relative that could have a relative in town that's an Erva to him or to her. V'chol Isha She'nesgarsha Nisalmano Shem Yesha Sava Ve'yesha Tzachi Aviv. Not only that, This baby who's unknown, maybe there's someone in town that was married and divorced, and the man that she was married to originally was this baby's father. So we go so wide to be chayshish for all possible relatives in town, and memela, the baby is going to have a problem because for Chayshish, again, really called the parish Meruba parish. But my loss will be Yuchsin, and you need two rives, and one rive itself, we're not Saimachan. Why? Gzeira Otu Kavua. So again, Ramesh has a Chiddush, and this is in Yeredeya Chela Gimel Tshuva Kuf Dalet, on this Mechaber. His Chiddush is that we don't rely on one rive because of a, because if you're going to make a lot called a parish, you're going to make a lot kavua also. So mainly we need two rives. We need rive for the city and rive shiaris, whatever that means. But we don't rely on one rive because it was zera otu kavua. So Moshe here writes that if the baby's coming from an adoption agency, the adoption agency by definition is always parish. It's not shayach kavua. If you can rely on adoption agency, he says his lashon is, he calls the adoption agency a company. Shaloicha tinaikis keilu leka mitzias tikvua kulam emrak pirshu bezeh. So he says to be mekel when it's serif of talking the PS. How do you define two rives b'zman hazeh? So when it's serif, he's mekel on adoption agencies to rely on one rive. But this is the underlying din. Ramah Hakaraim. This Ramah was the Ramah they dealt with the Falashims. Hakaraim Osloschad. Now what Hakaraim? The people who did kedushin dairaisa, but not a get dairaisa. That's what the Mefarshim here on the side explained. You have a community that existed for a couple hundred years, and they did kedushin minatayra, but the get were not kosher. So those were the Karam, they were Edim. They were religious as much as they knew how to be from. I mean, they kept what they kept.
That's what happens now.
A lot of times
it's the problem now.
Yeah, this is the flashes. Ukulam Haim Safik Mamzerim, Emekablam Isam, and writes a Lazar. Emekablam Isam, the Basil here says, Emekablam Isam means we don't let them mix into our communities. Because then they're going to mix in. And they're going to be problems. Aval hanusim, but those the Meranos, hachoyzim adas Yisrael nearly shemutal schaite bem kamei b'shar geirim because they didn't do kedusha d'iraisa. But those who did kedusha d'iraisa, so Ramesha and Rebavadia, when they were mad, held that the Falashians need geirus, that there's not enough evidence that they're Jews. there was actually a taiva in the net result of the, for the Falashians, because if you name on that they're Jews, then we have a problem with marrying because of the chashash mamzeres by them. If you name on that halachically we look at them as goyim, then if anything, it's better. Ramashan is tshuva. He writes in the tshuva, you know my derech. I don't mix into things that are in Eretz Yisrael. I let the gedel of Eretz Yisrael paskin. I once asked Rav Moshe, some years ago, asked me to ask him his opinion about using electricity in Eretz Yisrael, whether you're allowed to use the electricity. So Rav Moshe said, "That's for gedel Eretz Yisrael to paskin." You know, he didn't. I'm sure he had an opinion on the matter. Here he also writes, "I'm not mixing it with the philosophy." What?
Dirk, I saw the same thing to Rav Moshe.
That what?
Shilas
American Shilas?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You know, I'm telling you, I have a relative whose father, he's living me well, he's almost 100 years old, can I know her? Right? He says he was in Eretz Yisrael, and he had the Shiloh with shaving, and he went into the Chazaynish, and despite what everyone publishes, he says the Chazaynish told him, "You're from America, and Ramesh is not going to shave us." That's what he said. The Chazaynish said to him. I didn't hear from him. I heard from his son who married into our family.
I'm
what?
I
yeah.
No, crazy.
About shaving? That's the difference between the previous generation, Eretz Yisrael, and today's generation. Rabbi Yashiv, Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Stifler, the Chazaynish, they were all Machshav Ramesha. Today, you know, Ramesha, America, you know, it's they're not Gairis. They don't even bring the Igros Moshe. Somebody, do you know the first Dirshu didn't bring Igros Moshe? They redid the Dirshu. Not because of the author, not because of the people, because the people working on it, they skipped all the Igros Moshe. Come on. And the second they redid it, one of the reasons is they had the Igros Moshe in. They brought that in the biography, I don't know how they bring halachas far from the biography of the Stipler, it says this. That they brought, Archis Rebbe, they brought. But the Chuvas far. But there was Kedushin Deraisa. But it says here in the Mefarshei Shulchan Aruch that they did Kedushin Deraisa and not Gerushin Deraisa. My understanding is that the shot is, I'm trying to see where I saw it. Right? No, I don't think it goes that far. Take a look in Taschav Dalid. Taschav Dalid, something Mamzerim. Yeshlev Kiddushin. Umegarshin Shalakadas Tarisainu. Nimsen Mamzerim. He says they do Kiddushin. My understanding is they did Kiddushin Daraisa. No, because there's no Eidim. A reformed rabbi does a pasul. The question is, there are two Eidim.
So we're saying Kroy by Kusher, non Kroy Eidim.
Marimok about Ilach. I appreciate everyone sticking with Ebenezer, even these last 10 minutes, which is totally overtime, but Yeshkayach. Simon Hay, a lot of interesting medical shaylos in Yitzhak Shem. It takes a tremendous turn to medical shaylos in Simon Hay, which I'm very much looking forward to in Yitzhak Shem. After Labor Day. I think the Sunday after Labor. We tried to pass the Sunday before. If the yeshivas don't start, people stay up. Labor Day is very late this year. But we tried to start yeshiva early, but the parents are up there.